Thank you, Anita. Let me see. Lawrence,
Thank you,
does that
Anita.
answer your question? Okay.
Yes, thank you, Anita.
Okay, then, and I know that Anita, your mic is a little bit low, so if possible, if you can turn up the gain on your microphone, I can't do anything on my end, if at all possible. Thank you very much. Or maybe just speak closer. And in the future, thanks. And then we have Thomas O'Rourke. Go ahead, Thomas.
Thank you. One question. One is Great Plains, the software. Second question, and this is for James, I believe. It sounds like as you've in your earlier comments said you've asked for this before. You sort of justified it as sort of an obvious statement of being able to know something about Pacifica's cash flow position. What is it you so confirm that you've been asking for a while and this is just another time to ask. And what sort of advice and counsel do you anticipate with this information you'll be able to provide?
Yes, I'll answer that first, and then I'll ask Anita to add anything she'd like, or Lydia, actually. So I'd just say to start with, it's just in an organization of this size and with the kind of money flowing around that we have, it's always good to have this kind of information be available. And just for example, we passed a resolution quite some time ago to give NETA eyes-only viewing access to all of the bank accounts. And we've got them all, but Texas is, because of a lack of a general manager and whatever other reasons, we still don't have it there. But these are just good practice, best practices kinds of things to do when you're dealing with an organization of this size. The main purpose of it is to of this particular motion at this particular time is so we know where the money is, we know what's outstanding, we need to know what checks are in transit, that haven't they're out there but they haven't been cashed yet. We need to know what bills are coming in that, haven't been paid yet. It's just to so we can know where the money is, because sometimes we have to react quickly to things, to shortages that are developing.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ron. Would you like to
I'd
be
like
added to the
to
stack?
Thank you.
I'd like to call the question on this.
Okay.
I think this is pretty cut and dry.
Ron, there's only one more person on the stack. That's Lyndon. Would you
That's
mind?
fine. That's fine.
Yeah, and
No,
then
that's fine.
we'll go to the question. That sounds reasonable.
Thank
Thank you.
you. That's
Lyndon, go
acceptable.
ahead, if you could be quick.
Thank you, Chair. And Ron, to directly to your question about time and resources, part of my director's inspection was to get a check register, and we are the thinnest staffed place, in the Pacifica Foundation, and it was able to be produced, I think, fairly easily. Put in the parameters of what the date is, and choose which report you want to run, and do it that way. And also, like I think Lydia was saying, it gives a lot of insight. You can see every place that you spend any money. I was able to, determine that we had spent money on like a cloud, which was backup, some cloud backup deal and something in England. And we were able to eliminate those because they had just gotten into our system and nobody bothered to cancel them. They weren't being used anymore. So there's a great advantage to it, I think. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. So, are there any objections to the motion from the National Finance Committee? Hearing no objections, the motion is approved. And now we do give the floor to Bertold. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, this is James.
Oh, yeah,
May I
James,
be
go ahead.
recognized for just a quick moment?
Sure.
I'd like to ask for a time check because I thought
Yes.
that this would take the thing we just did would take much less time, and I think we might need to ask for a small extension.
Yeah, so that we don't interrupt in the middle of the presentation.
Yeah,
Lawrence, how much time do you have?
we are 5 minutes right now, so you're probably
Okay,
going to need
so
an extension.
should we add 15?
I think we could do that, would be good, and I don't think we'll need it all, but that would be very good. Thank you, Chair.
Are you moving that? We add 15?
I thought you were. Yes,
I
I moved
can't. I'm not a
from
board
10 to
member.
15. Oh, I forgot.
No. Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Stealth operation, you'll get away with it around here. Yes.
I'm not going to have myself get away with that. Okay, so is there a second?
Lauren seconds.
Thank you. Sean. Okay, so we have 20 minutes as of now. Bertold, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Hi, can I share the screen?
Chair, that means we have 24 minutes because we have 4 minutes over.
Okay. All right. So, hi, everyone. My name is Bertold, General Manager of WBI. Who's disabled participant sharing, screen sharing? So you have to.
Apologies. Let me. That's weird. Wrong. It says, okay.
Try it now.
Okay, there you go.
And Chair, may I be recognized again for a quick moment?
Sure.
I just want to, I want to let everybody know who's on a computer or a phone that this was also sent with the agenda. And you can look at this separately from the screen sharing and you will have it for future reference.
Yeah, I think it's best to go to the screen sharing because that's what you're saying right now. And then
people won't be able to do that, Bertold. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Just remember that some people are on by phone and not Zoom, so they won't be able to see it, but they do have it in their email, so they can follow. Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to do this longer than I expected. So this is who I am, but I'm the General Manager of WBI, and I just wanted to explain why I did this. As you all know, at WBI in Pacifica, everything is done out of necessity. Even though I tried to do some planning, but, there were some necessities. After the October 2019 disruption at BAI, we didn't have any fund drive. We lost the whole month of October, our best fund drive months, and we could not really go live to fund drive until mid or end of November because we had to reestablish all kinds of connections, bank and stuff like that. So what do we do? So what we did is we had to improvise. We decided to have short bursts of fund drive, four individual hours daily. What we did is we did 4 hours daily, and then we spread them throughout the day, at different days every day. So not 2 days in a row you would have the same day being preempted. So like on Monday you will have 9 a.m. and on Tuesday you have 10 a.m. So we did 3 to 4 hours every day to try to raise money because we had no cash. There was no cash. That system gave us the freedom to vary the intensity of our drive based on our accommodation and also based on our needs and our accommodations for special events. So in other words, we no longer had a full 30 or 40 days of fund drive that we needed to do. We always did 30, 35, 37 days anyways to meet our goal. So now we had this system. Methodology. We schedule 3 to 4 hours of daily fund drive. We avoid preempting 2 consecutive hours. So if we did 9 a.m., we'll try to do 11. Sometimes it doesn't work. We only preempt a show once a month. So if you have a show once a week, your show will only be preempted once out of the four weeks of the month. We plan diversified fund drive pitch. We had health, politics, and art. We had a lot of health, but we try to insert politics and art as much as we can. We accommodate producers whenever there is a conflict. So if a producer was confused about the schedule we sent them, or if we made a mistake, or there was a miscommunication, the producer say, I had a live guest. Okay, you are on. Then we'll just preempt you next week. We had a misunderstanding. We always accommodate the producers. We shows are encouraged to create their own premium, which is what the entire network wants. We want the show to have their own show. In other words, the fourth week when you're going to be preempted as a show, and instead of us putting Kristen Blasdale or Tony Bates or something like that, if you come up with something that's reflecting of your show, and then you want to do a 1 hour pitch, we will let you do it and we'll help you do it. We would rather have that than have actually someone else pitching in your hour. So that's open to all producers at any time can say, next week I'm preempted. I want to do a show. I have a premium. The rationale. Pacifica changes a third of its audience yearly, WBI at least. That was some data that I analyzed a few, many years. So in other words, 30% of our audience is are no longer members the following year, and then we acquire 30% more. So we never really lose that much, but we lose a third of our initial people. So we know that many listeners turn off the radio when we have our 30-day front drive. You know, even our board member says, you know, I'm going to turn this thing off, and then at the end of the month, I'll turn it back on. Well, what does that do? People have changed their habits. They go listen to NYC. They go listen to something else, and then they forget, and they forget to turn those back on. And that's how we lose those people. In this system, listeners have to be stay tuned, and they do listen longer as per the Arbitron's numbers. Why are they staying tuned? Because we're doing an hour of fun drive. They have no idea what's coming next. After that, there could be a great show. So, you know, they're not going to turn off the station. They may not be listening to the fun drive, but they will just leave the station on. What that does is, if the premium is interesting, those same people who are against all of this might go and get a premium and yet still wait to listen to the next show. It is easy to adjust fundraising frequencies according to results. If we are running low, we're not doing well, you know, we jack up a day or two, or we do one day. And if we're doing really well, you know, we like, you know, and we have some special programming, we're like, okay, well, might as well just, you know, have some good programming. Let's have some city council member talk about some projects they have in the Bronx or in Brooklyn. So we have a lot of flexibility. How did we build a 52-week schedule? Basically, the way it works is it's not that difficult, but it's hard work. We started programming the morning show. It's our long strips, important shows. And then we did the strip programming. So we do, you know, every four weeks, we do one preemption and so forth and so on. Once we did that, you look at the schedule, and then you start putting in all the other shows, and then you do the preemption. You know, you do it according to how many preemption there is in one day. And so if on a Monday you already have 2-3 hours of preemption, so and then you want to start preempting another show, you know, you just do it another week or a different day. So we just kind of, you know, played with the schedule until we made it fit so that we have 4 or 5 the most fundraising drive one day and 1 or 2 the least another day. And it all averages to 3, 3.5, 4. After completing the drive completion grid, we adjusted the days, yeah, obviously. And then we created a producer and an audience-friendly 52-week schedule for the entire network. Then this is a typical example of what I'm talking about. Law and Disorder is on Mondays at 9 a.m., okay? The first Monday of the month, that's week one, 2021, January 4, 2021, that's a Monday. They had a 2-hour special. They did the fundraiser, you know, it's very political and stuff like that. Then, they were off. That this was supposed to be a special of fundraising, but they had their own premium, and then we let them do it. Then they were on for the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and then they were preempted. And then we played something that made money. And then they went on again for 3 weeks, and then they were preempted. And as you can see, that we did that for 52 weeks for the entire, for Lawrence's order. They have that sheet, so they know exactly when they preempted, or they can call me and say, listen, on May the 24th, we have something that we want to do because we're not going to be around on May the 31st. So can you switch it? Yeah, we can switch it. No problem. Flexibility. This is last week's schedule. The way last week's schedule works, if you take a look at this, I'm going to increase my screen to see if I can. Yeah. So the way it works is on Monday, the 5 a.m. do not count. And we don't have too many listeners. So we usually use regular programming or we try to make some money. Last week we had a problem because of money, board app on vacation, you know, the 6 to 8 a.m. that strip, there was a lot of rerun. But normally you have live programming and only one of them is a rerun. So if you keep going down, you have Democracy Now, and then you have a pitch, and then you have a regular show, and then you have Voice That Changed the World, Christine Blasdale and the archives, and then pitch show. Everything yellow is a pitch, and then you have a regular Gary Knoll show, you have the news, you have a pitch again, and you have another show, and so forth and so on. So as you can see, you go down the days every day. This is the schedule for the whole week. And that we also put in there how much each one of those premiums made. So we have a tight control of what this looks like. Uh-oh, losing control of this screen here. Wait a minute. This screen does not want to go. Hold on a second. I'm going to unshare. And share again. Oh, hold on.
And sure, while he's doing that, may I have the floor for a moment?
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead. Just want to say that the yellow color represents preemptions, and I want everyone to understand that the cells on that grid, that program grid, are not proportional. So it may look like there's more yellow there than there really is because of the way that the you have to change the shape of the cell in order to make it fit on the grid.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're on slide number 7, right, Bertold?
Yes, on slide number 7. And let me go back and share my screen again. Slide number 7. So this is it. This is 1 week. Now here is a typical day of fundraising. August the 31st, that was the closest date to this presentation, so I just pulled it. This is what our report showed us. You know, we had Black Panther Party that made $2,800. We had Gary Null that made $1,400, $300, and then Christine Blasdell. And so we had a little mix of politics and health. And health is always there, though, unfortunately. And then it just broke it down by how many web donation we had, new donation, renewal, additional gift, and expired members who actually renewed their membership during that day, August the 31st. This is an Allegiance report. We made $5,400 that day. It was a good day. So based on that model, we went live on Allegiance as of April the 1st, 2021. As you can see, in April, we made $46,000 more. In May, we were short $14,000. In June, we were short $7,000. July was really bad. And in August, we made $10,000. At the end of the day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in 5 months, we had a net plus of $2,245. So we're in the positive as far as according to our goal. Our goal is $100,000 per month. So it's about 3,250 times 30 or 31 days. So that's the goal is $100,000 per month. That's gross. And then these are the actual coming into Allegiance. This is every single one of those days here, adding up to these months. For this to work, though, I must say that you have to maintain an average of 3 to 4 hours of daily fund drive. If we can start trying to shave it off to 2 to 3 hours, it's not going to work. It should be at least 3 to 4 hours or 3 to 4.5 hours. The main pitching hours are really between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. After 7 p.m., we have diminishing returns, so we try to build the audience from 7 or 8 to 5 in the morning with music, talk shows, and stuff like that. Night, we have... A nice market share at night. First, we'll have to pursue new premiums to reflect each show's theme. We encourage the producers to come up with premiums, and then we help them put them together. That's very difficult. That's the hardest part, to motivate producers to have them come up with premiums, and then to also motivate them to not be shy on the air to pitch it. That's the hardest part of our project. I'm assuming is the same at all Pacifica. We have to coordinate daily schedule and premium on the website. You know, the daily schedule you see here, that's being coordinated with the board app. The board app, this is a live living document. that we could change at any moment, Linda, interim program director, or myself. We are on Google Doc, on this Google Excel spreadsheet shared with the board app that are live on the air, and then with our webmaster, who also changes and put information on our website and on our e-commerce site, so that every information could be reflected and pushed to social media in advance, hopefully, but at least during the show. We work closely with the call center. The call center gets all this information on a daily basis. And in the morning, the premium we're pitching is the first thing that shows up on our website. And the call center is fully aware of what it is. And then we're in communication with them. We execute special days when we're not meeting our goal. And then to add to all of that, we are asking all other shows, all shows, to have 15 BI buddies, which is sustained donors for each hour of show. So if a show feels that they're not really pitching, they cannot do fund drive and all that stuff, those 3 weeks that they are not being preempted, they should really be pitching a BI buddy, be a sustainer of my show, because you like this show, give $10, $15 per month. So we are making about right now between $18,000 and $20,000 a month on BI buddies. These are people who donate regularly, money that goes automatically into our bank account from these people's debit account or checking account to support their show. Then that is finally the typical spreadsheet that's a Google documentation that's live, that we share with the board app, that we share with the webmaster and the program director and myself. This is changing. Like, you know, if I were to change this, like right now, the board app, the live board app would see it. So right now, in an hour from now, if there was a change, the producer could not make it, and they were going to make a change, they can see that. This is happening every day, all the time, all day long, 24/7. And so that's how we are sustaining this model. Now, you know, my presentation was to just tell you what I'm doing, not to explain to you how good or bad it is. That's what we're trying to do. You know, trying to do something different than having the 35, 37 days of fund drive. It is a lot of work for the program director. It is a lot of work for me. It is a lot of work for the webmaster, and it is a lot of work for the board app. I would like to thank those people, because they are very patient, they're very flexible, they're very agile in making changes, queuing a different show than the one that was supposed to be queued for that hour coming, and so forth and so on. And it's a collaborative event, you know, it's a team thing. It was difficult, you know, we had stress, we got on each other's nerve, but, you know, it started flowing. I think I'm done. I don't know. I hope I did it pretty shortly.
Do we have time for questions?
Chair, there's a stack of that's hands up. And I have questions, and I think Chris was before me.
Oh, Lawrence, I'm sorry. I thought I was speaking. I had unmuted myself in the wrong one. So how much time do we have for Q&A, Lawrence? Hello?
Lawrence is muted.
Yeah.
Oh, I was muted. I'm sorry about that. So we have 5.5 minutes left.
Okay. If we need to extend, we will. I will go to the stack shortly. I see Chris, Lawrence, Thomas O'Rourke, and is that James Sagerton's hands? So I'll go to you in a second. I just want to say, Bertil, thank you very much for the presentation. As a producer of a show that does air on WBAI, our team is very happy with being preempted only once a month. That's a positive thing. Chris, Corey, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to know. The fundraising goal is actually very similar in terms of listener funds raised by WBAI to previous years. How do the total hours of fundraising compare with this model versus the one you were using before? Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good question. I did not plug in the numbers, but I on the budget, on the WBI budget, we have the comparison. Well, if you take into consideration, let's assume that you have 3.5 hours a day, 3.5 hours a day, every day. And then you compare that to, we used to have, I can skip that question. And as someone else is answering the question, I can go into my budget and get you the number of fundraising that days that we have. CWBI. And get that to you.
If you'd like to get back to me on that, that's fine. I was just curious. I'm trying to, it's hard to do an apples to apples comparison because the model is so different. I'm just trying to figure it out. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a great question because that's one of the things that I've been trying to calculate. We used to have 131 days of fund drive, at least.
24-hour day, correct, Bertold?
Yeah, well, not exactly 24 hours, but a lot of hours, you know. So,
which is where the comparison would be very useful to see hours to hours, right? Yeah. Because the day is different. Great. Next is Lawrence. Go ahead.
Thank you. And thank you, Bertold, for the hard work and being creative. And thank you for WBAI, my home station, the station I came into in Pacifica. And I appreciate that BI has gone creative, especially after what was done to them in October of 19. So my question is, I have various questions. How do you turn away from repeating stale programming or refreshing it? And opening the grid to new fresh ideas and new fresh programming, because I think you know the allotted hours are essentially to deal with the existing programming that's being aired, and then the methodology as I read it, how do you know? Can you quantify? How do you know how many people you are losing? You're saying that you lose people for 30 days. What kind of matrix are you using in regards to quantifying if there's any data that you could refer to in regards to that? And how is this going to impact or have an impact on bringing in new voices and fresh programming? So I just wanted to ask those questions. But I really appreciate the work that you're doing and your staff is doing and all the people at WBAI. Shout out to you.
Okay. So the easy question for me on that one is, how do we know how many people that we lose? Well, in my previous life, I was a semi-nerd and I loved data. So what we used to do, what I used to do when we had more staff at BAI, I had a little more time, not much. We used to just do the membership. For a time period. And then we just downloaded the unique members that were eligible for time X to time Y. And then we, in time Y to time Z, we had the new membership requirement. And then I said, show me everybody who was on the previous year, was no longer on this year, on match query. So it showed me all those people were no longer members. In other words, people who did not donate at least $25 between times Y and times Z. And then that was clear year over year. That was way back. I don't know about now, but way back then it was at about a third of those people did not renew their membership. So I think we can correlate that with listenership. I don't know exactly the correlation. So that was very important. Second, new programming. We have made this thing in a way that the system is so flexible now that if something is happening that's important and then you are scheduled to be on the radio, we will tell you, listen, we are going to preempt you even though you're supposed to be on the schedule. And by the way, next week, we are supposed to preempt you for that once a month. We will put you next week. So we're going to do something live this week. Now, Kathy Hochul, the new governor of New York, is speaking live. We just cut off everything. We put it live, and then we tell the host of the show, you know, you're going to host this, and you're going to make some comments. It's difficult to have new shows, but we have had a lot of new shows. We have times at night where we're repeating shows, repeating with Felipe Luciano. We have a double show with Gary Bird. And these are some spots we could probably use to have new shows. I also do believe that we, as a society who has becoming attention deficit disorder, I've been told that people only listen for 30 minutes, you know, if that much, my children's generation. So, you know, we used to stretch shows into 1 hour. If we could cut some shows, strip into half an hour and have them give the same content to create another half an hour for new shows. That's something that I'd like to do with a plan.
Thank you. Thank you, Bertold. And
Need to extend time. I put that in the chat for you.
Okay. I only see one more hand up. James Patterson. You see two?
No, Dwayne Larson.
O'Rourson.
Okay.
And Ron with Jim.
Okay, so let's extend for
time.
Yeah,
10 minutes,
let's
Chair. I suggest 10 minutes.
So you're moving to extend for 10. Is there a second?
Second, James.
Second.
Okay, any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing none, go ahead. Let me see. Let me make sure I have the right stack. James, then Dwayne, then Ron, then I heard Thomas O'Rourke, correct?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Thomas was before me.
Okay. In that case, Thomas before Dwayne. No, before Ron. Okay. All right. Sorry. James, go ahead.
Thank you. And Bertel, I've seen some requests on the chat that you tighten up your answers and make them a little shorter so we can get everybody's question in. We appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
I want to say, yeah, I know that you like to explain this. I know. There was a question about whether you're spending more time or less time pitching overall. And I think the real thing is it's 35 days in a row versus a few hours a day. And I think it is less time, but I think regardless, that's not the critical thing. It feels like it's less time. It feels like we're spending fewer hours and days pitching forever and ever and ever. So the perception, I think, is almost more important than the reality, because that's what drives the listeners away, is thinking, oh, there's no point going back there. They're in Fund Drive. I'll just do something else. And then finally, I want to just ask you very quickly, and I'll give my version of it and see whether you agree or not. How's this working? And I think the answer is, since we went up on Allegiance and we can really lay this out in a way that's very clear in terms of how it's working, it's a little uneven. Some 1 month we got $146,000 of income. Another month we got, I don't remember what it was, but it was quite a bit less. It was July. That was a summer month, traditionally not so good.
Yeah.
This month in August, we got $113,000, so $13,000 over goal. So, but in the last 5 months, by my calculation, on average for those months, we've made a little bit more than our goal. Our goal was $500,000, and we made it. Is that your interpretation, and how do you see that?
Yes, and it's the premium. It's the premium, anything new that we have for the listeners. In July, we had some issues with producers. You know, there's some misunderstanding, and we couldn't offer certain premiums. In August, we came up with like 3 or 4 new premiums. You know, the idea is to be able to raise like $3,000 in 1 hour. So if we're able to raise $3,000 in 1 hour, then we could skip all the other preemptions for the rest of the day. You know, we almost made our goal. You know, so if we can come up with something interesting. So that's one model. The other model is that instead of having all this pitch, every show, you know, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., brings in a few hundred dollars, and that would add up to $3,250. And then you won't even have to have a pitch. You know, if every show just regularly just introduce themselves, say, donate to my show, halftime break, at the end doing it to the show, and then they get, I don't know, like $300-$400 per show from 7 to 7, that would be close to the goal. So there are two different models, or we can mix them up.
Thank you.
Dwayne Lark, you're next.
Okay, thank you. Well, first off, I appreciate your presentation, but I do have a couple of concerns to make this system-wide. While it may be clear that something works at WBAI or FW or anywhere else, it may not be a good idea to approach things from one size fits all. We do not have paid board operators in Houston, haven't had so in the last 10 years. So this work that you described is going to be problematic, at least if it gets done at all. Yeah. And so I would just reserve the idea that in Houston, with only 3 people on staff, largely a full-time manager now, and a full-time business manager, and a part-time development coordinator, membership ///, whatever else she does. So I would just caution the board about adopting this, because one size does not fit all. Thank you.
Yeah, I absolutely. First of all, I don't even know how you don't function with board app at all. But that's just thinking out loud.
We had volunteers. People in Houston have known to volunteer whenever you do a show. If a programmer, you're going to have to go out and get the person trained and make sure you have a person doing your board yourself, or you do the board. So the quality of it is a challenge. There's no question about that. But when we've had a budget decreasing exponentially, 50% in the last 10 years, there's just no money to pay staff, period.
Yeah, so for us at BI, it was important to have board members. Board members are more important than just about anything. They have to be reliable. They multitask. I will tell you, though, you know, like, what we pay them, they're worth like 10 times more. I mean, I'm not going to lie. We fight, we argue, we do all that stuff. And we kiss and make up because we need each other. It's always interactive. It's difficult. But the board members are one of the most important aspect of this thing, because they have to implement this.
Mm-hmm. Bertel, you meant board operators, right? Board engineers.
Yeah, yeah. The board app, that's what I meant.
Thank you. Thomas O'Rourke, your question. Go ahead.
Thank you. First off,
I'm on the sack again.
Is it Monsieur Raymer?
Raymer's.
Raymer's. Okay, thank you. Right. You mentioned all the hard work. Thomas O'Rourke in D.C. Right. All the hard work. Is that mostly the initial planning, or does it entail more pressure on a daily basis, as you mentioned, for board operators, producers? That's one question. In other words, can this be implemented with a lot of upfront work that then is once you create the patterns and the models, which you've handily done in your with your grid, is most of the work done? Two, between 7 and 7, does that mean that, for example, the Monday morning strip is once a month preempted? A third question, yes. I see Gary Null is still your largest fundraiser. Is that true? And are premiums and premium fulfillment costs brought into your equation? And last question, I am surprised that your budget is only about $1.2 million. That's correct, yes. That's very bare bones.
Yeah. Thomas, thank you. That sounds more like 5 questions. I think we limit 2 questions per stack, per person, per stack, place in the stack. So next in future, please limit yourself to 2.
Thank you, Ron, Bertold, for allowing me to go before you. Thanks,
go ahead, Bertold.
Yes. Let me see. I was looking for something. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of questions. Yes, you need to have initial planning. This is what a 52-week schedule looks like. You see this? This is Monday. You know, you go from week one, you go all the way from week one
January 1st, 2024, going all the way to week 52. That's every single show on Monday on that sheet. And then you go to Tuesday, Wednesday, up to Sunday. You know, so yes, it's a lot of work. It's all put in one set of sheets, and then we work on it. That takes like a month. Now I think it's easy to like duplicate this over. You just bring it over every 4 weeks. And then after that, you play around a little bit with it. However, you definitely have to implement. As you can see in here, you just see special. We have no idea what we're going to pitch yet. So we just do this. And then when the time comes for that week or for that month, we sit around and think about what premiums are we finding, what are new premiums and stuff like that. That's the hard part. You know, as far as knowing who is preempted and who is not preempted, that's easy. Is Gary Noll one of the biggest fundraising as of right now? Yes. Gary Noll, Christine Blasdale. So that's two health premium. Then you have Tony Bates, some health, some politics. You have Building Bridges and Sojourner Truth. These are some of the premiums that we have. I have the whole thing in here. What shows and what premiums are bringing in the money?
Virtual, do you mind? I'd like to suggest so that other people are able to put in a question to get the brief answer. Maybe if there's anything that you haven't yet addressed, maybe you could write it up and send it to the board later. Any questions that may have been raised, but we haven't had time for yet, if that's okay. I'd like to move on and give the
floor to... We have 3 minutes and I'm on the stack.
Yeah, so there's Ron Finchbag. Go ahead, Ron.
An observation, Bertold. You know, you were saying that the first few months or the first period that when you started implementing this new grid, you had good results, but results have kind of tapered off. And I can't help but wonder if it's tapering off because listeners don't know what they're listening for. You know, I'm trying to imagine how you're promoting these preemptions, you know, since they're so, you know, you're saying most are predetermined, but some aren't. So I'm just an observation, just, you know, how, you know, that might be something to consider, that, you know, audience confusion. You're offering a lot of different changes, you know, and like I said, I don't know how you're promoting these changes, but you know, the first week or so, when you know, people will respond, but after that, people start kind of draining off because they're not sure what they're listening to. They're not sure if the program is in or out. So just an observation.
Yeah. Well, I think you misunderstood what I said when I said that WBI. We tapered off. What I said is that this is our schedule, by the way. This is a live schedule on our website, and it shows everything that's going on in here, going forward, up to September 26th. And there's some empty space in here that we need to fill out. And then like. No, this is Monday, August 30th to September the 5th, and it shows all the changes and everything that we do here that's changed. So
and that's distributed to the public. That's on your website.
Yeah, you this know, is live. Everything. Yeah, you can go to wbi.org live. Click on schedule. You can see that. You know, like program schedule. You can see that right now. You know, and if you click on any show, it will tell you what it is.
Is that including the preemptions? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's whenever there's a preemption, we go in there and then put it in there also. It says preemption, or if we have it, we put the show. So everybody's
well, good luck, Berto. Good luck. You know, I experiments. Sometimes you got to experiment. So yeah. You know, you got to
break some eggs. It's a lot of work.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Chair, can we give it?
Can we maybe try to avoid crosstalk? I know it's delicious, but anyways,
can I ask
thank you.
A point of information.
Sure.
Chair, let's jump in the stack. I'm sorry. You know.
Lawrence, you haven't been recognized yet. Thank you very much.
I'm on the stack, Chair.
You are. You've okay. Can your point of information wait till? Yeah. Okay. Great, Lawrence, you're first. Go ahead.
Thank you, James. I know finances have been chatted about, and I also believe one size does not fit all, and I have a lot of concerns that. The coaches, of course, the stations at KPFK. I'd like to hear from Andy Lexa to hear what he thinks about this, since he's a staff member at KPFK. But I'd like to ask, has this improved your monthly income as opposed to your monthly expenses? And has that been able to curb the amount of central services that WBAI is responsible for to the national office? Can you give us a snapshot on that?
Yeah, quick answer. No and no. No, we did this based on our budget, and then our local finance committee wanted us to give a projection based on proven revenue. So we did we projected to raise exactly more or less the same amount of money as we did the previous year. What that does do for us is it saves us disasters. You know, if you have a whole 30-day fund drive, that's a disaster, then you're in deep doo-doo. If you have one day or 1 week, you can make it up over the next couple of weeks, you know. And by the way, yes, you are right, Lawrence. I like the DC model also, our community outreach. And so we'd like to piggyback some of that. We can put some of that into what we're doing and mix it up. It would be nice. Initially, we started doing this, and then we still did our 30-day fund drive. So we're just jacking up to make up for cash flow we didn't have. And then the 30-day fund drive, we're not doing that well because we didn't have premiums, and then we were organized after October 2019. There's a few things that were going on. So we kind of mix it up. And then we just made a bold decision to just go with this live. And so, it took us a while to implement. We didn't just go crazy and just did it. We tried it. We tried here and there. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't work, based on premiums, based on coordination also. Sometimes we didn't have good coordination and things didn't go well. They weren't well planned. So it takes a lot of planning. You go cautious. You see what happens. And then you slowly implement it. And that's what we did.
Madam Chair, we have 39 yes. seconds left on this.
Okay, well, I see on the stack, I see Dwayne Lark would like to speak again. I see Ali Lex's hand, and I believe there was a request for information or point
by
of information
yeah,
from James. So let's go to that, James.
Well, my request for information was to ask Bertel, is it not the case that the $146,000 we got in the first month of April, which was the first month we implemented this on Allegiance full bore, was the month where people were joining so they could vote in the bylaws election. So that was a bit of an anomaly.
Yeah, that was part of the bylaw amendment.
And also, this is not a model for, we're not trying to impose this on other stations. This is just for consideration, perhaps especially for KPFK, who's in a cash flow crisis right now and has to go to, they are going to have trouble making payroll and their fund drive just ended. So. That's all.
Thank you. I'd like to ask if folks would like to continue discussion. We need to extend time. Would you like
Who's
to extend
on the
your stack, time?
Yeah.
On the Who's stack, on the I have stack? I have Ali, Lexa, and Dwayne. I see that you have lowered your hand. So
yeah, James just answered my concern.
Great.
This is
so
that's fine.
Does it sound like would we be able to close the stack with Ali being the last person, and then we don't need to extend? Is that okay?
That's
hearing
fine.
No objections. Thank you. Ali, Lexa, go ahead.
Hi, Bertel. Thanks for giving the report. I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you guys have been doing. So I wanted to let everyone know that I'm actually working on a similar sort of a smaller version of this right now. I'm in talks with Mo Thomas. We have a series of online webinars, like a master speaker series, and we want to offer them attendance to them in exchange for a pledge. And this is something that we'd like to have going on continuously between fund drives. We have a program set up that will be offering these. We have some fantastic speakers set up for these prominent activists and political figures. We got a message from John L. Mello, though, that we have to look into the legality of pitching between fund drives. So we're just working out the details on that, but we've actually looked at Berthold's model, and we are looking hopefully to start as soon as next week with an ongoing master speaker series that people could pledge for to attend. So it wouldn't cost the station anything at all. We don't have to mail anything out.
Yeah.
Basically, just send them a password or a link to attend the event. We're working on this. It's something we're very aware of, and we've been watching WBAI to see if there's some way we can form a hybrid between fund drives where we can continue to increase our cash flow between drives. We do raise money between drives with car donations and selling things like t-shirts and mugs and tote bags and stuff. But we're looking to enhance that with a, like I said, sort of a hybrid model of what Berthold is doing now.
That makes a lot of sense. If you do a 30-day fund drive in between, you don't have to do as much as we do. So you don't have to be, you can be intrusive.
Right.
And then have a few hours here and there. You just make sure that you never preempt the same show twice, you know, and then you spread it, you know. Right. The producers like that because in the past, there are some specific shows we used to preempt on a regular basis for the whole 30 days because they made no money, and then we put some other things there that made money. Now these people are never, they are on there as often as everyone else.
Right.
And so yeah, that's... we did that. We did this in between fund drive, in between 30 days fund drive, and then we slowly had it take over, you know.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I think that concludes this item. Berthold,
can you stop sharing your screen, please?
Okay. So I'm leaving now, right?
Well, yes. Thank you very much for coming and spending this time with us.
Okay.
Thank you, Berthold.
All right. Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. So going back to the agenda, we have, 1 second. The next item is, okay, we have a motion from the Personnel Committee, and it's in the appendix. Who would like to read that motion for the Personnel Committee?
And what's the time allotted to that committee?
Oh, yes, please. I'm looking. That's fine. It's a 5-minute item, Lawrence.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
Okay, I will read the motion from the Personnel Committee. And basically, we're just asking for a budget to post the executive director position in places where they will charge us money. Bear with me one moment. I'll find it. This was presented by Alex Steinberg. And
Sandra, I have it in front of me if you would like me to read it, if that's just for the sake of time, or if you found it.
No, I've got it. The Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board requests that the Pacifica National Board authorize a payment of a maximum of $1,500 to cover the cost of advertisements as part of the search for a permanent executive director. The chair of the Personnel Committee shall submit all bills and invoices to the interim ED and to the NEDA as an expense of ongoing work of the Pacifica National Board.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion? I'll ask for the stack. Any comments?
Well, Lena, this is John Tatum.
Yes.
Is that motion coming from a committee or from a single person?
It's coming from the committee, right, Sandra?
Yes, it is from the committee.
So it does not require a second. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I would like to hear from our interim executive director if that motion makes sense in terms of budget. Does the national office have that? Lydia, are you on the call?
Hi.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we don't. Right now we're pretty underwater, but like everything else, you send us the invoice, and then as money comes in, you know, we pay them. It's a cash flow situation, which we just finished discussing. But we don't have a board budget for that expense, but they can send us the invoice.
Okay. Well, then,
Madam Chair, may I address that issue?
Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay. So way back in 2009, when I was the chair of the personnel committee, there was a issue. Also, we weren't in such financial dire straits. At that time, I used money to pay for all of the postings, and it took a while, but I finally was reimbursed, and I'm willing to do that again. There's only a few postings that will be requiring for the postings, and most of the others are free of charge. So, you know, if people aren't comfortable with allocating money to do an executive director's, then I'll be willing to pony up the money, and I will come back at a later date to be compensated for the money I spend out of pocket. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. If there is no further discussion, then I would like to ask if there is any
question.
Go ahead, Chair. Lawrence.
Yes. So I have a question to the personnel committee. So I'll wait till that's in order, because right now you have a motion on the floor. So I'll wait.
Okay. Well, going back to the motion on the floor, unless there is further discussion, I would like to ask if there are any objections to the motion. Hearing no objections, the motion passes. Now, Lawrence, would be the time to for that question to personnel. Otherwise, we move on to next. Yeah.
I have a request, and this may turn into a motion. That all Pacific directors shall automatically receive copies of any applicant submission for any national position within Pacifica, and shall be provided with access to any submission for any position within Pacifica upon request to the unit. I'm sorry, hold on. I lost it because the timer went off. The Pacific upon request to the unit head, and any Pacific director shall be free to attend any meeting or interview, open, closed, formal or informal, of any governance body of Pacifica. The station delegates should automatically receive copies of any applicant submission for any management position at this station, and shall be free to attend any meeting or interview of that has to do with delegates, that has to do with other speech. So the first question is in regards to the Pacific delegates shall automatically receive copies of any applicant submission for any national position within Pacifica, and shall be provided with access to any submission for any position within Pacifica upon request to the unit head. And any Pacific director shall be free to attend any meeting or interview, open, closed, or formal or informal, of this governance body. So I don't know if I need to propose that as a motion right now, because I believe it's in order, because the Personnel Committee is reporting right now.
Chair, point of order.
Well, yes, Mr. Foley.
Is this on the agenda?
It's not.
And time what's on the agenda is an item.
What's on the agenda is a Personnel Committee. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Lawrence, I have not received this motion in writing. Nobody has seen it in writing, and I believe it should be taken up at the next meeting. And please submit it to the secretary in writing so that it can be placed on the next regular meeting.
I brought it up. Thank you, Chair. I will do that. But I brought it up as a question.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
I will submit it as a motion. Thank you.
Okay, Sandra, go ahead.
So, okay, Lawrence, if you want every member of the Pacifica National Board to be in receipt of every application, then we should just do away with the Personnel Committee and the PNB can be the Personnel Committee. That's how ridiculous that sounds. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the people on the Personnel Committee in this iteration are very committed to trying to find a new executive director. And if you don't trust us to do that job, then yes, by all means, everybody who agrees with that ridiculous idea should vote to make the PNB the Personnel Committee. Thank you.
Chair, I'd like a point of personal privilege in regards to that.
Go ahead.
That's not the intent of the question. Ms. Rowline, we are not trying to usurp the Personnel Committee or make the PNB the Personnel Committee. What we are trying to do is align directors, if they choose to be able to review the applications and be able to attend the interviews of the applicants. We are not saying replace a Personnel Committee. That's not the question. The question is giving the directors the opportunity to obtain transparency. Not that I don't trust you, because I served on the Personnel Committee with you before, and I'm not going to characterize any of that. So anyway, so that was the intent of my question, Ms. Rowline.
Okay, I wish I could see this in writing in front of me right now.
I'm going to submit it for the next meeting. I'll submit it to you tonight, to the board and to the secretaries and the chair tonight.
All right. Well, let's get back to the agenda. All right, let's move it now. We have originally we have a motion from the Programming Committee, but I believe that the Programming Committee chair is with us right now, and she is here to recommend something. Nancy Saibara?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Thomas over.
Thomas.
I apologize that I didn't intervene when the agenda was being approved because of the hold up in getting the agenda and communication with the last minute Program Committee members. I'd like to withdraw this motion for tonight beg the indulgence of the board. We'll be introducing it in very soon in another iteration. We did not have a final vote per the committee, and that was our desire that it come from the Program Committee. And as I say, it's this draft has not been, the language hasn't been finally approved. So with that, I'll turn it over to the chair of the Program Committee.
Well, in that case, I'm not sure we need to, unless
if she has a report.
Has a report, that's right. Nancy Saibara Naratomi, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, all right. This is Nancy Saibara Naratomi from KPFT. And the National Programming Committee did pass a motion last Sunday. However, after we passed this motion about the LSB Programming Committee, we got a lot of input from public and from and we got excited and but we had already passed the motion, the original motion, and Thomas O'Rourke volunteered to make a substitute motion, and so he was working on that. However, I feel, and Thomas agrees, that we have some more work to do on it before we present to the PMB, and because there's some last minute rush and excitement to put some things in, and then we find that we need discussion and to clarify some issues. So I, what do I do? I move to put this on the motion and ask for the PMB. I recommend strongly that we refer this back to the committee. And Thomas has just agreed that. So we'll be seeing you in the future with this motion.
Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for coming. And I think that we don't need to do anything about it if or should there. Actually, I will ask our parliamentarian, Mr. Tatum, what would be in order here? Should we refer this? Should this motion be? Should someone move to refer to back to the committee, or
no,
can it be withdrawn?
No, Pauline, you're exactly right. There's nothing to refer because there's nothing that was brought forth. Right. So it's just a moot point, and you move on with the meeting.
Thank you. Well, in that case, I believe that that's all the business we had today in open session. And I'll, unless there is something I'm not missing, I'll entertain the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're adjourning to closed session.
We're adjourning to closed session. That's correct.
Beth. This is Beth. I've had a couple of members ask about a report from the elections task force.
Oh, Beth, thank you so much. I don't know why it's not on the agenda, but it should have been. Please go ahead, the elections committee.
And I didn't know that you were on the task force, Beth.
I'm referring a request from listeners.
Thank you. Well, actually, we just had a special meeting on the delegates Monday. Elections issue Monday. I did post the audio from that meeting fully to kpftx.org. So I will refer listeners and supporters to that audio. So I do think because it's not on the agenda, it probably wouldn't be in order, although I understand that I should have asked for other committee reports as Chris Corey can is commenting in the chat.
Chair,
so maybe I should do that right
now. Can I have 15 seconds, Chair?
Was there a motion to adjourn?
There wasn't. So actually, there's still
can
time.
I have,
nobody
15
has
seconds,
to adjourn.
To address,
go ahead, Lawrence.
Ms. Van Groen's concern. The Elections Committee Task Force report and all the concerns was emailed to the whole board. If you guys did not get it, I'll email it during the break.
Okay.
I mean, we're taking a break.
Thank you. Did I hear a motion to adjourn or did I miss it?
It was a motion and a second.
I motioned to adjourn.
I did not hear it. My apologies. In that case,
motion
there any...
to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second the motion.
Great. Lilexa seconded. And any objections? Hearing none, we are adjourned. And
Madam
thank
Chair,
you very much.
Maybe
5 minutes.
Can 5 minutes
five?
Is good. Yes.
May the closed session agenda be forwarded.
I'll forward it during the break right now.
Thank you.
Okay.